Josie, pretty tough game against Megan.
Yeah, but we always knew it was going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy game against a 6'7" shooter. We knew we had to do a job up the front, and we didn't stick to task in the first quarter, and we gave ourselves far too much of a big mountain to climb at the end. We couldn't come back from those 8 goals. We brought back to 3, but then we just let it go quite quickly, and we just weren't good enough tonight.
What was the plan during the week? Was it to play around it?
No, it's about obviously just sticking to structure and doing our own job. And we just didn't start like that. We didn't do a good enough job today. So they had a storm. They came out firing, and they had to win. They had to bring it to us tonight. They're fighting to get in the top four. We're quite lucky. We're in second position, and we have to do an awful job in the next couple of games and lose like 100 goals to a team to come out of it. Yeah, we just didn't do a good enough job tonight.
Mathematically, it's still possible, but...
Yes, it is, but we shouldn't... Unless we lose by 100 goals to Celtic or the next Barclay game again, we should be safe. But tonight would be nice to win to obviously solidify that and stay safe in the top four.
The determination was there from everybody, and you were reaching for every single ball regardless of whether or not it was...
It just wasn't good enough tonight. It's just... There's nothing else to say about it, really. It's just not good enough.
How you fancy the first five?
It'll be really interesting. We were talking to actually Nat earlier, and we were saying that the rule with the 2 points where you can shoot the outer circle 2 points, we think that should be the net rule anyway, because it would make it so much more interesting. And teams who've got massive shooters would have to then look at, because obviously they've got Katie Harris, who's fantastic, she played really well tonight. And it's just taking on that extra role and actually showing your ability to shoot from outside the D, because everyone can bring in a big shooter and shoot under the post. Like Caitlin Bassett out in Australia, obviously they have they were playing to the Giants, like they've got a tall shooter in there. But it'd be nice to see people like Nat or even Katie Harris shooting from outside the D. So that's why we're really interested.
And the next couple of games are going to be interesting anyway, because it can have an effect on everybody else around
tonight,
you.
Tonight, unfortunately, Thunder and Bath are relying on us to do a job for them, to keep them safe. We didn't do it for them, so it just depends on what happens. The results could vary, everything.
That might see Storm into the final four, do you reckon?
I don't obviously know what they've got to do, because I'm just focusing on obviously costs. But we've obviously done them a massive favour tonight, or they've done themselves a massive favour, not we, didn't do it to us. But Bath and Storm are still fighting it out, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks.